What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Welcome to Bring It to the Table. Yes, we are ending the week off with Bring It to the Table, as always, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hopefully, you guys are having a good week. Checked out that video that I gave some advice to the youngins out there. Advice I wish I actually took, man. It was freaking crazy. I should have listened to them. I wouldn't have all this knee problems and stuff. And I think it's from actually when I had that 77 Bonneville. I was kicking that sucker for all kinds of years and stuff. But the party and all that stuff. You'd have watched the video over on YouTube as well. So what's up, everyone? I know everybody is freaking out this week, and everybody knows why. But before I get to that, man, let's get on to one subject. I actually had somebody email me. Cool guy. And he said, "Hey, Hollywood," because he was in a club and he wants to leave. I guess he has some financial difficulty. And the politics. Yes, politics are happening again over there, I guess, with some MCs. And he says, "Hey, Hollywood, how do I leave with being, you know, being good with the club still?" And I said, "Okay, I'll address it at Bring It to the Table, you know, as best as I could." And you got to remember, I left the club over 15 years ago. It was a whole different time period back then. It is not like it is today. You know, most of my experiences I talk about is from that time period when actually everything seemed normal. Nowadays, it's not normal. But anyway, before I get off on that tangent, it used to be three things that got you thrown out on bed. The first one was screwing around with somebody's old lady and not getting permission or any of that from the guy. The second one was stealing from the club, you know, the treasury, or stealing ticket money, cash that wasn't yours that was supposed to be the club's. And the third one was IV drug use. Now, a lot of people, they snorted coke, they, you know, of course, 420 and stuff. Or I have to say, drinking too damn much. Drinking too damn much and causing all kinds of hell for the club. So, yeah, those were ways that you would be put out on bad. Fast forward to now. Again, different time period. Now this is the modern day. That's why I wrote New Age of Biking and Brotherhood, because it actually gives you an insight of the way it was in the 90s and up until when I left the club, how things have totally reversed and changed. I honestly cannot answer that question with the knowledge I had from back then, because everything's changed. You know, you have all these people talking about protocol. Guys, it's changed since I've been around. You know, protocol used to be one set of standards, and now it depends who the hell gets into the, you know, their officer's position, what region you're in, what locality you're in. It changes all the time. And it really does. You can go and listen to all these protocol channels, and not one has the same damn thing. Well, that's because it's on a local level or a regional level, depending on what the hell you're doing. Same thing goes for out bed, man. I really wish I could answer that question for you, but I've heard people freaking getting thrown out for the stupidest crap, and it all has to do with politics of that club. Now, I'm not, you know, trying to throw a whole blanket over the whole damn deal. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just talking for experience from what I've heard from people. And you got a lot of freaking people that are kind of pissed off after leaving their club. Because, you know, they thought they were doing everything right. Next thing you know, well, you're put out on bad. What the hell am I put on bad for? Well, you know, this person says this, this, and that. And we decided we don't want you around anymore. And boy, did I catch hell on that op-ed that I did on HarleyLiberty.com when I talked about how things change after you leave a club and how it seems like you're left behind. You know, I got freaking all kinds of crap thrown at me for that one. But hey, I piss on everybody's Wheaties, don't I? So it's not like I'm going to change now. I ain't. You know, I just try to see, give it to you as I see it. I can actually say you'd probably get thrown out on bad for friggin' pissing on a tree wrong. That's how it is. And that's why a lot of people you see lose a support. The clubs lose support because of this stuff. Let me say hi to a couple people in the chat room over on YouTube. Sean, Randy, Marshism, Randy Russell, Ironhead, of course, TT Kelsey, Sean Ryan, and if I missed anybody else, it's my fault. My bad, because I can hardly see the chat, but hopefully you guys are having a good time in there. People asked me what the green means by some of the names with that little symbol. Those are members of the Throttle Club. Yes, we got the Throttle Club, and what that is you get different level of perks over on YouTube. You're going to get a monthly chat with, you know, on Zoom. And by the way, guys, if you haven't got me over on Zoom yet, the members, you got to hit me up if you want to be involved in those conversations. Plus, you get member-only live streams, that whole nine yards. So that's what the green means. Like Jamon, Jeremiah, Ironhead, Harm, they're all members of the Throttle Club. So getting back to getting thrown out bad is one thing, but how do you leave on good terms? Well, the best advice I can give you who asked me that is to be straight up, go to the table, explain your situation, and hopefully you'll leave on good terms. You know, hopefully you don't piss on anybody's Wheaties. They don't get an attitude about you leaving. Hopefully they, you know, keep to the bylaws. But it's really dicey, you know, it really is. You do have people that go from one club to another because their current club, they just don't know the brotherhood. They don't see it. So they go to another club to try to find it, which, you know, it happens. It does in modern times, man. You got all these damn pop-up clubs, but who am I to say who the pop-up clubs and who aren't? You know, that's not me. I'm not in that scene. I'm an independent, and I really don't care. You know, I love doing the biker news, and, you know, I might talk about a club here or there as far as this or that, but that's just out of my experience way back then, man. And that's why I always tell people, don't take my word as gospel. Actually get out on the streets, do your research, get knowing everybody. Knowing everybody. Then to make your own decision. Mark, I never go to a effing table ever again. Well, explain that, Mark. I'd be interested in hearing that stuff. Hey, Michael, how you doing? I ain't forgetting about you, buddy. It's just I can't see the chat really that good right now. So, yeah. That, I guess that's my answer for you, man. That's the best I can do for you. Because I can't speak on something that I'm not a part of anymore. I have no, you know, wish to be a part of anything anymore. RCs, that's what I really back now. And the reason I back RCs is because I actually find them to be the closest to the traditional, say, MC club or any of that stuff, because that's how everything started out, was with riding clubs. That goes all the way back to 1903 when the manufacturers, which, by the way, tomorrow on the Biker News, Harley's done lost their freaking mind. They went crazy. I'm going to be covering that in that show tomorrow morning. But it goes back to the manufacturers trying to get people to ride together. And I actually got a very interesting comment today on that a video where the guy went through the history of the scene, which is cool. You know, he's, you know, I guess the grandfather taught him, he's a youngster. And he brought up some valid points about it used to be anybody who wanted to ride could ride. It didn't, you know, matter what you were, what you did. that's more of a traditional RC, you know, that was more traditional where it was like an RC club. You know, after all this protocol and all that stuff hit the freaking scene, everything just went crazy, man. Morbic, Jared, man, I got to give Jared a big shout out for what you sent me, baby. It is prepping right now is what I can tell you. Hopefully it goes good, man. Also, I got to give Corey Graff's sister and Corey, you know, this is my teacup now. He gave me that with the bottom with the pot leaf. So that's going great, man. I love it, man. It's awesome stuff. But do you guys know what, you know, kind of what I'm trying to talk about is if I was in a different period, and boy, do I get reminded of that. Well, that was, you know, way back then. This is now. Well, I'm sorry to say, man. I was like, damn, I know things change, but you never thought it would change that damn much. Where you would start throwing people out on bad for stupid reasons. And then people wonder, again, why, you know, people lose support. But being thrown on good, going out on good status, you got to bring it to the tables, man. Make sure you know your bylaws. Make sure you state the reason. If you have any arguments of why you're leaving the club, make sure you bring it to that, you know, to the table. That's the best I can give you on that. Because after all, the club's going to do what they're going to do with you. Like I said, you piss on the tree wrong, they can put you out on bad. You know, even if you left the club a couple of years after you leave a club, they can still, at that point, even though you might have been good, they can still turn around and say, well, screw you, you're out on bad. Even though it's against every damn bylaws there are. And that's one complaint I've always had was, you know, a lot of clubs, at least from what I'm being told, see, I get hundreds of emails a day from people asking this kind of stuff, and usually I tell them, well, you know what, go talk to BD, man, because, you know, really, it got old with the club stuff with me. You know, there's just so much you can do with it, talk about with it, and then, you know, this popped up, and I was like, you know what, the guy deserves, you know, an honest opinion about it. So that's why I decided to do it instead of sending them to BD. But, and that's why another reason I don't like covering it's because everything's damn changed. But a lot of clubs, from what I hear, don't follow the bylaws. And it goes to a dictatorship. And I'm not, again, I'm not pointing out a single club, man. I'm just talking about, in general, a big overview. This is what I've heard. This is what people provide evidence for. When they actually asked me to do stories on it, but I won't do stories on that because I got to know for sure. And, you know, for your information, for those that are shooting over to me, hey, can you do a story on this? Well, then it could just, if I did a story on that, you claim you're out bad for this reason, and then I do it, then it's like, well, you're going to look like you're a disgruntled freaking ex-member. What do you want me to do with that? Really, what do you want me to do? I cover news that is out there already, and I do opinion, you know, that's why editorials, that's an opinion piece is all it really is. Opinion, not gospel. Remember that. You know, a lot of people have a hard time remembering that. So, that's my outtake on that, man. That's all I can really say about it. Maybe you guys that are still in clubs or around clubs can say something on that subject. But, here we go. Here we go. I knew this would come up in the chat room. Hi, Jiggy. Nobody, I see your post. Biden shit. Okay, let's talk about it. Because there's a lot of ignorant people out there. Now, I'm not calling any of my people ignorant. But there is a whole country of ignorant people. The media does not decide an election. They don't do that. They declared the AP that Biden was a winner 2 minutes before Giuliani went on to talk about all this fraud investigation. Now, I actually did a, you know, a mini type of deal with the Chicago Rope-A-Dope. That is what you guys are seeing going on in all these major Democratic cities is the Rope-A-Dope. Now, there's people that are on freaking record saying that they seen fans pulling up, blocking it off, some with Biden-Harris freaking stuff, and loading ballots. Yeah, that's something that happens in the middle of the night here in Chicago. Actually, Rod Blagojevich, who was fighting the Democratic machine, that's why he got impeached, that's why he got arrested. They say, well, you're selling Obama. See, no, he wasn't. He's doing the same shit every one of you assholes do. But anyway, he talked about it. The Democrats do it all the damn time. And people around the country and around the world are like, no way. Yeah, way. That's what happens, man, here in Chicago. Why do you think they hold on to power all the damn time? It's because they do that. They're not called the Democratic machine for nothing. This goes back decades upon decades of what they're doing. And now the country's finally getting to see it. Finally getting to see it. Wasn't Biden it himself that says we got the biggest fraudulent operation the U.S. has ever seen? That wasn't a gaffe, people. He slipped up. So anyway, Nevada, they just came out with a bunch of witnesses. And by the way, Arizona is really tightening right now. Trump might overtake it. I think he needs in the next dump 57% of the vote, and he'll win that. And Fox News called that earlier. Everybody's switching over to Newsmax right now. Screw Fox News. They wouldn't call Florida for him until 12 o'clock in Ohio because they were afraid of the momentum out west. They didn't like Trump. And those of you who say you don't like Trump, I'd like to know your reasoning behind it. But they couldn't control him. You got Biden that was elected on by Wall Street brokers, which I find funny because it was Trump who got everything in order. And his executive orders on day one have came out. They're going to pull funding from the wall. They're going to pull the immigration policies. And what you guys don't understand, for every 1% of immigrants that come in this country, 0.5% of you lose your jobs. But nobody cares. Anyway, right now the media cannot declare, you know, that's why they're saying projected winner. Because they know they can't call it. There's recounts going all over the country right now. Georgia, Michigan, that's screwed up. They had 6,000 votes that had to go back to Trump because the machine gave it to Biden. And you got 30 states using this same software. Now in Georgia, a couple days before the election, and this came out, there was a software update. Now you tell me what the hell's going on with the software update. I'm not a conspiracy theory. I'm not. I don't believe in them. But I do know Chicago politics, and I know what the hell is going on in these big cities, especially Philadelphia. They were putting boards over the windows, for Christ's sakes. And they ignored a Supreme Court order from Alito. They ignored it. Like, you know what? Screw you. I just can't, you know, usually it's done in secret. I just can't believe they're being so blatant about it. But again, they got the propaganda media with them on this too. So yeah, there's a lot of people pissed off at this, and it's going to still keep on going. There's a lot of calls for Trump not to freaking concede, because they know if they don't fight this fight, they'll never have another Republican around. If you're in Georgia and you want to keep your guns and keep your freaking control of the Senate, you better get out there and vote, man, because now they're targeting the two runoffs for the Senate in Georgia. Because if they get that, they got all three branches, and you're about to see a nightmare if that happens. That's if Biden freaking wins, because Trump can run out the freaking clock until December when the electors are supposed to be made, and the state legislators can say, nope, don't want them. And it can still happen, man. It's a, you know, you'll hear these people talk about, well, you don't have a big chance. Well, it depends, you know, what judges they get. And that's another thing that I don't believe this the founders got freaking completely wrong, was judges being a part of political parties. In Illinois, you know, there's a big corruption case with Manigan. In Illinois, we finally got off one of his cronies off the state Supreme Court. I do not believe judges should be a part of the freaking party system. They're supposed to be non-biased. So when it starts, these lawsuits start tomorrow. So when they start going in front of judges, thank God Trump appointed, what, like 300 judges? But if they get in front of a Democrat judge, it's going to be dismissed like they've been doing in Pennsylvania and Michigan, so they got to bring it up the line. Hey, Corey Graff, I'm over here drinking that cup with your, what's it called, that your sister sent me. Oh, and B. Jefferson talks about the fake dossier by Clinton. Wiretap, none of that's going to happen. Unless Trump says, you know what, declassify everything. I want it out in the public eye, what these people said, what they did. It'll never get out there. Jesus Christ, man. Kennedy was shot like 60 years ago, and we still don't know what happened then. The people are such sheeple, it's unfreaking real. You know, you see all these people, you know, I got a story coming up tomorrow where a guy died because he went to Sturgis from COVID and stuff. They are trying to blame bikers for the Midwest now. That came out of the New York Times. Well, it's the bikers' fault. Well, the other day when this supposed projection came in, you got hundreds of thousands of people dancing in front of the freaking White House, drinking out of each other's freaking bottles, no mask. But you can blame it on bikers? It's only you that can actually hold the power to change all this. But people, they just go vote D and R. You know what I think what Trump should do? If he just says, you know what, screw this, I don't need it. What he should do is start the MAGA party. And you know what? He can break up the two-party system if he wants. As soon as Donald Jr. came out and said, hey, well, wait a second here. Where's everybody at defending the president? Because there was crickets. You know, that idiot Mitt Romney, boy, was he on Joe Biden's dick real quick. But he said, where's everybody at? And people started noticing that and got pissed about it. Now, all of a sudden, the 24 or 2024 hopefuls are out there saying crap. Because you know what? Trump's going to be affecting policy for a long time. And that's why I say start another party, man. Start a third party. Everybody's leaving Fox News right now. And the reason why they're leaving Fox News is because, guess what? They're freaking just as left as the freaking other ones are. Everybody's going to Newsmax. I say, Trump, you know what? Go buy Newsmax and bring over all the popular freaking Fox News hosts. They jerked Judge Jeanine Pirro. They got rid of her and put her over on Fox Nation. So, and she had one of the biggest popular programs there are. But this shouldn't surprise anybody because Ryan, you know, ex-speaker Ryan, he's on the Fox News board. And we went through 2 years of that bullshit, or 3 years of that Russia crap because of guys like him. It's not going to be your country until you take it back over, man. And, you know, everybody was talking about we need to heal. You son of a bitches for the last 4 years have been giving everybody but problems. How do you think people are going to heal with that? I don't know, man. My projection is Biden don't make it through a year because he's probably going to keel off. That's why Pelosi's been trying for that law where they can go after you and use the 25th Amendment if they don't find that a president is mentally capable or capable of carrying out his job. Dude can't even finish a sentence. You really think he's going to be able to make it a year? And then if you notice how happy everybody is around the world, the only one who hasn't congratulated him was Mexico because he says that ain't official results. The media don't mean nothing. There's lawsuits going on, and then Israel. If we get back into that freaking compact, Israel's going to bomb the hell out of Iran. You know, that's the type of people you got back in office that it's really not that good. And you're right, Morbick, you cannot heal a wound with dirt inside. You have to clean it out first, and I agree. You got to clean it out. After the show, check out Mike Tyson hotboxing. Kennedy's nephew was on 2 weeks, told all he knew on his uncle's and his father's assassination. Jaw-dropping. Hey, if you can put that link in there, you're Roy Boy, I'd appreciate that. I'd like to take a look at that. And as Peter said, silence enables evil. This has nothing to do with Trump, by the way. What it has to do with is you seeing all this freaking crap happen right in front of you. They are now pulling ballots, and this is a Chicago Democratic trick. In Pennsylvania, go look at the news sources, where dead people were freaking voting. Then you had the ballot harvesting crap going on. I'm telling you, if they don't fight this fight, you'll never see another Republican president in your lifetime. And libertarians, you're a bunch of morons, man. You flip the election just if it happens by you being out there being idiots. You're never going to win on the national stage. Never. Not until the system's broke up. It's kind of funny, it really is, when these third parties get involved. They know they don't have, what do you got, the Green Party, the Constitution Party. They got no major figures backing them. Now, a MAGA party, you'll have Trump, man. Look what he did. He expanded Latino, Black, the whole nine yards. The Republicans would be dead, and they know it. Camel Toe Harris was congratulating Biden on Instagram. Whatever. You know, until everything's certified, that don't mean nothing, what the news media is saying. You know, they were real quick, even Fox News, to do all this stuff. Everybody's been against Trump from day one because he's a populist type of president, man. He believes in America first. Screw these allies. You know what? Why is it and I'll ask that question in a second. People have been asking me over on the Hollywood and China Dial show if I can do a broadcast like this, but not biker stuff, but has to do with the national and world news, and I'm really thinking about that. What do you guys think of that? I wanted to get you guys some of your opinions and stuff. Cover news that is going on in the country, the world, and try to give up straight freaking views, man. Present both sides. Maybe go from a conservative source and a liberal source. Let you guys see the difference, give my opinion, and all that kind of stuff. Let me know what you guys think about that. I'd be very interested in that. Because if you haven't freaking subscribed to the Hollywood and China Doll shows, all I can tell you is something's wrong with you. Because we have all kinds of freaking fun over on that one, man. Freaking China Doll, she really freaking... she's getting good on that, ain't she? She's really letting loose and stuff. We have some fun, do some really freaking, weird shit over there. Tomorrow's show, I think we're going to be doing, being afraid to die and if there's reincarnation or something like that. Louis, Jesus loves you. Well, I hope so. I believe him, believe in him real good. Peter, maybe this is what they meant when they said this is the last president because they want a global imperial ruler. Well, that's just like Schumer came out and says, now down to Georgia, so we to change America and change the world. That's what they're looking at. So if you're in Georgia, you better pass the word, get informed. And that's what I was talking about. See, the Democratic Party... And the reason why I'm talking about politics is because that's what you guys want to talk about. They go after the ignorant, no-knowledge voter. They don't know no issues, these people. That's why they keep control of the cities, because they're ignorant. I can bet you if you went out and found a Biden supporter and asked them about issues, they'd look at you dumbfounded. Because they're ignorant. Yeah, China Doll is killing it, ain't she, Harm? She's some funny shit, man. Louie from Texas. Rock and roll, man. I heard you guys made a lot of gains down there. And, you know, it's not all bad news with this race. There's a 2020 census coming in, and the Republicans actually picked up state legislatures, meaning redistricting. For the next 10 years, it won't be Democrats' best friends, I can tell you that. Sean, wonder how many Dems would be pissed off if everyone said Biden isn't my president, like they all said when Trump was elected. Well, maybe they need to put him through hell if he does get certified. You know, usually I'd be the type of guy who says, you know what, who's ever president, like I did in that Chicago Rope-A-Dope video. I said, you know what, if he gets sworn in, you got to give a chance to govern. But the more you look at the evidence of how bad it really was with the cheating and stuff, that's when you say, you know what, you can't. Because that has taken the election from the people. From the people. Oh, thanks, Ed. I really appreciate that. Damn, I'm late. Didn't see that this was live. We're having a lot of problems right now, Ed, when it comes to the channel, because we're getting hit in real bad right now. Facebook, because of my Chicago Rope-A-Dope video, they demonetized over there, which sucks, but hey, it wasn't that big a deal any damn way. And half the time, I don't even make anything off of these damn videos because they don't like what I say. And I'm not going to kowtow to anybody. No, I don't know how Biden won here in Michigan. I rode almost all the way. They need to... thanks for that, Long Rider. They need to appoint the special prosecutor to look into Biden and this laptop shit, and I'll give him help for the next 4 years. I don't know if Barr's going to do it. Hopefully Barr will. That should be a parting gift for him. Appoint a special counsel, just like they did to freaking Trump 3-4 weeks after he got in his presidency. One good turn deserves a number, if you know what I mean. It happens. Nobody, give me Trump. Give me death. I thought you said give a thumbs up if you're for Trump, or a like or something. Yeah, give me a like if you're freaking for Trump. Ironhead Thien is by... Hey, what's going out? You know, Ironhead, you're in Michigan. What are you hearing about this software from the local news? I'm not talking about the national news because they're freaks. What are you hearing about the software they were using? He says, Thien is, Biden ain't going to run nothing. He's just going to be the bobblehead. You're damn right it's going to be. You're damn right. Guy's 78 years damn old. And he never be... You know... The reason why presidents gray so much is because of the stress of the job. They never sleep. You really think he's going to be able to do that? I doubt it. I doubt it. but I appreciate those donations. You guys are freaking awesome, man. I really appreciate that. Good stuff. Hey, Hollywood, exactly. What the F is the laptop from hell? That's going to go the way to, that's going to be gone. And in the meantime, Russia and the Chinese, they got special access to the country. You know, sad state of affairs, but that's the case. They paid them off. They paid them off. And you wonder what the hell happened, why Biden got involved, because there was people saying don't get involved. It's probably because the Chinese told him he had to, or we're going to spill the beans on Hunter and all that stuff. But this stuff is just regular, man, to us in Chicago. This happens all the damn time. And again, the nation's like, whoa, my God, what the hell happened here? Yeah, you got North Carolina fucking Trump's up 100,000 votes. They still haven't called it yet. The Georgia Secretary of State rushed investigators down to Georgia in Fulton County, where Atlanta is, because They didn't do counts right. I don't know. Courts are not even giving Trump a chance here in Michigan, just giving the win to Biden. Yeah, that's what I know. That's what's been said. But you guys should be really freaking scared what's going on right now with all this stuff. Again, I was one of them guys who were going to do the, okay, let's hope everything goes freaking good. Let them govern. But I don't know, man. Not with all this stuff going on. Louis, that's what I'm saying. Goddamn, 4 more years is like learning to appreciate a Christmas present. I don't know if Trump goes. I think either Junior or Ivanka is going to run. Probably Ivanka, if you ask me. Now, Ivanka would be badass. Badass, if you ask me. So, you guys got any biker questions? I actually told China Dow a couple hours ago, you know what? I'm getting tired of talking about politics. Because I knew this was going to freaking happen, man. You know, it's just never been this blatant the way they did it. Trump 2020, let's hope so. Tired of the media's lack of reporting on voter fraud and saying it's unsubstantiated. You got to remember, BP, they're in the bag for the Democrats. They always have been. They're in the bag. Don't worry, the next 8 years will fly by. Corey, Ted Cruz needs to run again. I doubt it, man. Ted Cruz is way far right. What they need is a moderate to run, or a populist. But I really think that Trump needs to get his own news channel and go ahead and do a MAGA party. Make a MAGA party. That's what I say. Don't worry. What do you think about the 88 cube, Hollywood? 88 cube. I don't know, man. I really don't got an opinion on that one. No. What else you guys got? Don't worry, the next... rode 3+ hours today. Feels like summertime in Pennsylvania. You know what? Actually, in Northern Illinois, it's been that way. Do you think it was one of Harley's better motors? I don't know. I thought you meant something else, man. That number's used in something else. But if you're talking about the 88 cubic motor, it was one of its better ones, I think, man. I think they're just getting out of control with these big ass engines. And, you know, I know everybody likes the 6-speed and stuff, but I'm also one of them guys that can't stand radios, man. I'm just new to fuel injection with the Boulevard. I'm a member of the CVMA. Rock on, man. That's awesome. Believe it or not, Hollywood, we got a lot of RAs coming together trying to bring the true lifestyle back. You know what? Again, the RAs, the RCs, they are, to me anyway, the traditional ones here. You know, they're the traditional freaking clubs, man. The motorcycle associations and the RCs. And people ask me all the time, well, do you need a blessing from this one or that one? Go ask BD for that freaking advice, man. What I can tell you as far as my opinion on that, I always say, why the hell even mess with RCs and RAs? Unless they're trying to act like an MC, because on the other hand, the other side of the story is there's a lot of RAs and RCs that try to act like motorcycle clubs. Now, when you're trying to run out under the radar, under the false pretexts of being an RC or an RA, then yeah, the MCs are going to get pissed about that. But an RC and an RA, man, you don't, you know, most of the time, now I'm not, you know, most of the time, you don't have to earn your patch, man. It's to get together, ride, and all that good stuff. But it's when you start trying to, but see, Ironhead's damn message got retracted, man. Anyway, it happens, again, when freaking the clubs think you're acting like them, but you pay for your patch in the RCs and RAs. even though I support them, sometimes they take it to the extreme, man. They really do. Rewrite our own ride. There you go, man. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, and I know I piss off a lot of club members lately, but I just came to the realization that in order for us to stay down the middle, we got to give both sides of the story, and that's what's pissing a lot of people off right now. RC shouldn't bring that kind of attention, Bordy Patrol. No, Hollywood, that was okay. No, they shouldn't. You know, RC should just go about their business, have riding, have fun. I believe they should be wearing a one-piece patch, no territory. That's the way it was with us back in the day. I can't say how it is now, but RCs used to wear just a freaking one-piece patch, and, you know, they went out, and nobody bugged them. Jared, my llama's badass. I love llama, man. I know a lot of llama. The Latin American Motorcycle Association, they freaking rock. You know, I actually had their founder on. You go look in the other segments, and we had that. The Outlaw Preacher. There are plenty of RCs out there that want to be clubs. And that's what I don't agree with. I don't agree with that at all. Not at all. Because an RC club is not an MC. You shouldn't be pretending to be that shit. And then you wonder when the MCs come calling, it's because you're acting like it. No, you know what? Ride your bikes, have fun with the people in your little RC, and that'd be awesome, man. Why try to act like something you're not? I don't get that. You know, with me and RC, hold on a second. Hey, Hollywood, what advice on a first bike for someone who has never ridden a bike before? I'd go with the 750, Jeremiah. You know, there's a lot of Shadows out there, a lot of Yamaha Kawasaki's. The Yamaha's even got a 650, and when you get the, you know, learn to bike better, learn how to ride better, take your rider's course, and then you move up. I never say go anything over an 883 when you're just getting going. Or like Jiggy just said, you know, well, you got, well, 900, yeah, that's all right. United Bikers of Maine, rock on, shout out. But I'd go with the little smaller CC, Jeremiah. I wouldn't go for the big boys, man, because you got to learn how to ride. You got to make sure you know what's going on. And plus, man, you'd get the Shadow 750s for freaking butt-ass cheap, man. And if you drop it, it's not going to kill you. You know, if you drop it, they freaking are made to freaking last. I can tell you that. But, you know, that way you're not spending, you know, $6,000-$7,000 on, say, a Fat Boy or, you know, something bigger that you actually wish you didn't crash. So that way you get to learn. Ironhead, we ain't trying to be an MC. We don't claim territory. We ride Brotherhood Party. That's the way it was. That's the way it was. There you go. Light break. That's why I support RCs. I actually support RCs, and this is going to piss off the club members out there, because I've been asked the sponsor RCs, where we put the Insane Throw logo behind it. For me to do to something like that, it would have to be an AMA club, that's American Motorcycle Association. That's what I would support. Wesley, my 107cc S&S is a monster. I'm sure when I get more used to it, I love riding with groups. However, I'm an independent. Been doing a lot more with the American Legion. They got awesome ones, man. You got the Legion riders. I really like the vets, man. The vet associations, because they really stay out of the BS. They do their own thing. They do riding for the vets and stuff. I really love that crap. Sean, Ironhead wasn't trying to say you were. Was just my opinion about what? Oh, you guys are talking in the chat room right there. Mike, you know, he actually has a good idea right there, you know. He says dirt bike first. I'd actually say get an enduro. you know, an off-roader, man. Try that before you get on a bigger type of bike and the grass is softer. That it is. As long as you guys ain't out there complaining about grass clippings. Man, I see a lot of people complain about grass clippings, and it's like, really? You guys don't know how to ride across grass clippings? Jesus Christ, something's wrong. You shouldn't be on there. Well, dog, if that's the case, you should just start an Insane Throttle Association RC. we'll see, old dog. Jared, my mom and her husband are members, rock and roll, of American Legion. Little Mama! There's my girl and L-Dog, my boy, man. They're always on Hollywood and Chinatown. You gotta go check out Little Mama over on TikTok, boy. She got something going on over there. I got Ironhead, Harm, all them follow me over on Hollywood and Chinatown. Don't we have a lot of fun over there? I'm trying to get people to go over there, subscribe, check it out, check out the show. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be talking about Afraid of Dying, and if there's reincarnation, we getting all kinds of stuff over there. It's not like here where it's a lot of biker stuff, but today it got a little political because, everybody was talking about it. El Dog, I'd wear that patch. Oh, rock on, man. You know, let me think about it, man. Let me think about it, because my biggest worry, if I threw Insane Throttle's logo around, or I sponsored something, not necessarily my logo, but our name on it, people would get out there and try to do some stupid crap and try to start an MC instead of being an RC. That would be my biggest worry, because my logo would be involved in that stuff. Harm, Hollywood's hooligans. There you go. You guys got some names going on, man. After this camp out event Hollywood got going, he might next Sturges rock and roll. Like I said, if you want to go to the Rumble in the Woods, that's going to be in July. That is a members-only event. It's just easier that way. Jiggy Fly, is there going to be event shirts for the camp out? Yeah, I'll make a couple. Just depends on how many we get going out there. Jiggy, man, it's like $1.99 a month for a membership, man. Go grab one. Hollywood and China Dial show is awesome. Rock and roll, man. Yeah, members only for that ride. Like I said, it's $1.99 a month, or you to do a $9.99 a month one, and that goes to help support the show with what's all going on out there. And what's it called? That will be the event that we're having, as the Rumble in the Woods. If you want to join the Throttle Club again, that is not an RC or anything. It's just you get perks and stuff. Putting it in the chat room now, you to click on that. All you do is join, and I get a notice. Then what you're going to want to do, if you're in one of the levels, is download the Zoom app, and then you'll be able to get into the video conference calls. I can have like 100 people up in there, and it's going to be a badass deal. Where's my coffee mug? Oh, you gotta love Ironhead. what else you guys got out there, man? We're running up on 50 minutes and stuff. I did like the question about the first bike to start out as. That was an awesome one. I really like that one. No, Throttle Club RC. problem is, it has that club in there, and a lot of people would take that as an MC. You know what? Again, guys, I'll look at that. I'll look at something like that. Again, it would have to, if I do anything, it has to be AMA. I just don't want the freaking headaches, and I don't want people running around out there acting like they're an MC when it's not that way. What do we got here? L-Dog. And yes, again, people have been asking what the green means in front of the guys is, or the YouTube, stuff. The green is members of, the Throttle Club. I was starting to get worried that wasn't going to show up. What's that, Jared? Ironhead, mine was a 750 Honda first bike. You know what? I actually had, what was it? I've had dozens of Harleys and dozens of other ones too, man. I had a Honda Shadow, and they love it, man. They were freaking awesome. I really love it. What brand tires do you guys like? It's about time for me. What do you guys think, man? What's the best one, man? That's another freaking one that everybody goes at, man. They always go to the tire brands. That's another argument. That's like Ford and GM. Little mama, I love me some China Doll in Hollywood. Oh, Lord. You know, we get kind of crazy, man. Oh, what I sent took almost a week. Yeah, I already said in the beginning of the show. Oh, you weren't there. Yeah, it showed up, man. It's already undergoing the process and stuff. I'll be sending you, you know, as the progress goes. First bike I ever owned was an 06883 Rock and Roll. You've been calling us hooligans. It's got to be hooligans. There's a Hooligans Motorcycle Club, Harm. There's another one out there that uses Association 621 Free Bikers. Rock on. I tried to post link. I don't know YouTube. Mike Tyson's Hot Box. Go check that out, guys. Michelin Dunlop. Hey, Slammin' Sam. Meddler Marathon for the rear. I like Michelin too. I was thinking Michelin too. Yeah, that's what Michael just said. I like long range ones. I wish Dom was in here, man. Dom, man, he's a long distance rider, and he'd tell us anything about that. What was you guys' first bike, man? You know, mine was a 77 Bonneville. That's why my damn knees are probably going out, because I was kicking that damn thing forever. Let's see here. Lewis Ornelas, Blood Money. Michelin has a smooth ride. Rock and roll, man. So if there ain't no any more questions, I'm going to get out on here. Wesley, $3, man. I really appreciate that. Means a lot, man. That helps out a lot. If you want to donate for Super Chat, you can with the Cash App at $MotorcycleMadhouse, and all that goes right back into the show, but that's really appreciated. 73 Honda CL125S, rock and roll. 79 Yami 650. Man, them are badass. You to make them in the bobbers the whole nine damn yards. So what else you guys got here? 08 CBR 600 RR, rock and roll. So, coming up on 53 minutes, 68 Bonnie, rock and roll. I'm going to be letting you guys go. Don't forget, every Sunday at 6, we're going to have this. Bring your questions, man. We'll get some good debate starting and all that type of stuff. And I really appreciate the support. You guys are killing it, man. Don't forget, Hollywood and China Doll show is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time at night. Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem is at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, all that type of stuff, guys. But with that, appreciate everything. Great conversation. You guys have a good week. I'll see you tomorrow, man. It's going to be a good one. Harley Davidson lost his damn mind.
Get your most unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com.